It has to be boiled a long time. Okay. It has to be cooked a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kind of meat that you buy and then you slice up thin yourself to eat with your eggs is called.
What do you mean, the bacon you're speaking about?
Okay.
You can buy slab bacon and slice it the way you want to. Some people have an electric machine that they slice it, but I slice mine with my butcher knife.
When you catch your meat too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spoil. Throw that away.
Yeah. After you butchered a hog, did you make something from the head of the hog?
Hog head cheese. Yeah, we had that last winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had a large hog here we had bought from a friend of ours. And you buy a piece of the lean part of the hog, because if not, the head is mostly fat. And you clean that head up good, you have to scrape it well. Take that lip part off and the teeth, and you cut it all up, and you broil it till it get tender. And then you put a other piece of the meat, and you put shallots, parsley, bell pepper, onions, garlic, and you put a hot pepper, a lot of hot, you know what cayenne pepper is? Put a lot of cayenne, or if you have those little bird eye peppers, you put about two of the, or three of those in it. And you make it real hot, and you cook it well, and then you put it in a big pan, a flat pan, and you let it sit. You know, until it cool, and you put it in the refrigerator, and you let it get cold. Slice it up and eat it like you want it. That's good.
Did you ever make a dish by cooking and grinding up the liver? Prepare a dish out of that?
No, I didn't. We just fry the liver.
Okay.
We get the liver in flour and fry it.
Would you ever take maybe the juice of the head cheese and some liver and cook that up with cornmeal? Make anything out of that?
No.
Suppose you kept your butter too long.
It gets rancid. You have to throw it away.
Okay. Or what would you call the taste, or what would you describe how it tasted, you say?
The butter?
Yeah.
I would say rancid. But now, I'll tell you. If you milk sour on it, you can make cream cheese with the milk.
Yeah.
You can pour the milk into a bowl. Well, some people have these little galvanized things with holes in them. I didn't have one, so I used a tea strainer. I put mine in a bowl and let it set till it got clotted, you know, heavy. Then I poured it into a tea strainer and made a nice cream cheese with it. And some of it, you can just let it get sour for a couple of days and you call that buttermilk. You drink that.
Okay. You know what clabber was?
Buttermilk and clabber is just about the same. It's just that the buttermilk was more smooth, you know, but the clabber was kind of heavy, was thick.
Yeah.
That also comes from sour milk.
Well, talking about that butter, you know, when it got to tasting bad, did they ever say it tasted funky?
No.
You know what that means?
It means it stinks.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think it means.
What?
But that, when you use the word funky, it means something stinks.
Okay.
Well, that's the way I say it.
All right.
So, I've heard people say things like that, but I never.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bad word?
It depends on how you use it. There's a song that's called, I forgot what the name of it, but it's called the same thing. But it's a song, a record that they have. I forgot what it's called. And it's also can use as a odor or something. A person can smell bad. It's not nice to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a common name. It depends on how you use it. It could be very common. And then it could be like a record.